Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. This is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. We're here to welcome and to welcome each of you to the broadcast tonight. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Europe, China, New Mexico, Germany, Russia, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the international ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you on the blog tonight, if you can hear me. Amen. We're working to get you audible so we can hear you. God bless you, all of you on the blog tonight. Yeah, God is and you're so merciful and so amazing. I just thank him for this day and all the marvelous things he's done for us. Pray for forgiveness for all sin, the sins of omission and sins of commission. And we ask that the Lord would take over the line and just receive the praise that's being sent up to him tonight. God is so ultra awesome. And we praise you. Thank God we had a great youth prayer line tonight. And now we're on to the blog. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagen, if you hear me, if you would open up the lines for us tonight. In the name of Jesus, we ask you. All right?
Yes, sir. We will.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God is so, I just don't have words for him. He just answers prayer. It may not seem like much to y'all, but I have been searching for something today for a long time. And I just believe in prayer. So I just stopped and said, Lord, I don't know nothing. I don't know how to find this, but you know, and I'm asking you to show it to me and show me where he is. And instantly, after searching all that time, instantly the Lord revealed it to me. And it was so incredible. I said, God, you move. After my prayer, you moved in not more than 1 or 2 seconds. He moved for me. I was so happy, and he energized me through that just by knowing that he's so mindful of me. I'm talking about I searched about an hour for this. I stopped and said, Lord, I don't know where he is, but I need it. I need it. Would you help me? You know where he is. I need it. And amen. Boom. Show it to me just like that. In 1 second, maybe 2 at the most, God showed it to me. And believe me, I praise God here in my office. Thank God. Oh, he's so ultra awesome. One thing like that, it just really meant so much to me. God did that for me. And I praise him and appreciate him. Now, not only has it done marvelous and mighty things for me, but he's done mighty things for you. You need to praise him, and you need to give him the glory and everything. I know you probably said thank you already, but I wanted to thank him 1,000 times. I heard a minister on television. He was talking about veins, babblings, and I begin to analyze it, and I thank God that we're not doing vain babblings. That's over and over and over, like certain denominations do, that say the same thing over and over again. They don't mean anything. And I know that's why God, when he gave me this, he put in there, he said, son, name a few things I've done for you. I thank you for waking me up this morning. See, that couldn't be vain babbling. Because there's so many things to be thanking for, doing this, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's a ground base right there, where we thank you, Lord, thank you, we praise you, we give you glory. That's not vain babbling. We put meat with it. God, we thank you for letting our heart beat another time. We thank you for protecting us. All these things remove it from being vain babbling. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. Jesus praises. Amen. How many of y'all been saying thank you, Jesus, for years? That would be vain babbling to somebody. But it couldn't be, because you meant it from your heart. And every time you praise him, he'll bless you. Oh, my God. So I thank God he confirmed to me that what we're doing is on track, on target. God is blessing it. And there'll be so many testimonies that have already come out of it, but there'll be so many more that come out of it. Lady called, let me remember this, and she was going through a storm. And oh my God. And we stopped and prayed for her right then. And God, through, as we were thanking him for delivering her, God moved and touched her and completely healed her. I tell you, it's something to give him praise. It's something to take time for God. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people, a lot of times God does not have people who really treat him like they should, like he should be treated. They don't really take time for him. But they'll take time for everything else. They'll take time to pay their bills, get in their car and drive out there. They'll take time to go out, amen, with their friends. Yeah. And stay out, a long time. They'll take time to make sure this is right and that's right. They'll take time to do this for this person and that person. But then they won't give God his proper time. That's terrible. Amen. The one who made the heavens and the earth, and he gave you your job and gave you your home, your car, and gave you your health, and gave you your strength. And I keep on going. But then you don't have time for it. I try my best to stay away from people like that, because they're selfish. And selfish people can only hurt you. That's the only thing they can do for you, hurt you. Because they don't feel pain. They're so concerned about themselves. But I want you, beautiful people on this line, and I want you to give God that 1,000 thanks tonight. And believe me, he's going to bless you in an ultra awesome, phenomenal way. Amen. Let me pray for you first of all. Get some prayer requests. Anybody on the line got a prayer request? I want to put, as usual, Dr. Betty Johnson on here. And I just talked to Bria just a few minutes ago. She's doing well, but I want to keep her on the prayer list here. They want to send her out in training, and she doesn't feel like this kind of training, she's not ready for it yet. She cracked her hip a little bit, and that can be a painful thing. And so they're trying to send her out. I pray that only God's perfect will be done for that young lady. Amen. God's perfect will be done. All things are going to work out for her good. I pray that too. But I want the perfect will of God to be done in her life. All right. You have the opportunity to make your request known now. The line's open to you. Anybody? You got a prayer request. Amen.
Yes, sir. This is Mother Wilson.
Okay.
I'm requesting prayer for Jaleesa. Continue to pray for her, that the Lord will bless her and keep her where she is.
All right. And let me understand a little bit more about that. Where is she?
You cannot touch Egypt.
Or Egypt. Amen. And the Lord will keep her there in Egypt. Okay. Well, we pray that God will be done on that situation. All right, anybody else?
Yes, this is Ambassador-elect Frierson, area code 616. Uh-huh. I would like to request prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson. You're a Frierson.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyone else? We hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, 314. Ambassador-elect Jones, I want to pray and ask the Lord to bless my business with a quantum leap.
All right. Quantum leap. Yeah, you have not because you asked not, and so we certainly want to ask you for a quantum leap.
Amen.
All right. Okay, your business. Amen.
Yes.
All right. All right, anyone else?
This is Sister Gwen, 314. I'm asking prayer for my Aunt Rose Anderson.
Aunt Rose?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else? All right, somebody's moving on the phone there. Does anyone else? Let it be known now. You have not because you asked. All right. I got an unspoken request. Amen. I'm asking God for something. And I want to put it on the altar here. All right. Anybody else? Any other unspoken requests? Anybody? All right. Thank God for you. I beg your pardon?
I just said Mother Wilson have an unspoken request. I just wasn't saying anything.
All right, all right. Anybody else have an unspoken request? All right. God bless you. I'm opening the door for you. Amen. Sometimes we miss our miracles because we don't obey. Amen. I'm going to ask you one more time. Anybody have an unspoken request? Anybody else?
Dr. Johnson, I'd like to put one on the altar. This Ambassador-elect Jones, I want to put an unspoken on the altar.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh. Unspoken. Okay. All right, we're ready to pray. I feel led to pray tonight before we start thanking him 1,000 times. Heavenly Father, so magnificent to hear you say that. And to know that you hear us, God, we thank you. We ask you again that every person I pray for, God, that a miracle happen to us. Not because of me, but because of Jesus. Oh, God. And I love you and I praise you and thank you. Yeah. Look on these persons whose names I shall call. Amen. Jaleesa there in Egypt, God, you know all about that situation. And if she needs to stay there, I ask that you grant that and let it be so. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Mother Wilson, the unspoken request. And then I pray for Mother Wilson, too. Oh, unspoken. And I pray for Mother Wilson that he would touch her limbs. No arthritis in her limbs. God, give them in the name of Jesus. And I pray for anybody who's experiencing arthritis that you can touch it and, Lord, give them complete deliverance from that. Oh, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. God, Ambassador-elect Frierson. Oh, God, she's praying for her mother, Mother Eura Frierson. God, what a wonderful, wonderful thought that is. Just a wonderful deed. just a few months ago, my mother was with me. And God, we prayed for her just continuously, and we ministered to her continuously. And with the doctors in her home to die in a week, she stayed here months. I'm going to call that miracle after miracle. Every day after that week was a miracle. So God gave her, oh, my God, so many miracles. And thank you for it. You're not a respected person, God. What you did for Mother Johnson, you can do for Mother your prior son. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, and bountifully help her. Raise her up and let her be strong, Lord. Raise her up and let her be healed. Complete. Or you can even give her years, not months, but years and years. And we end years. And I thank you for it. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for Ambassador Elect Renata Jones. What a blessing also to the people of God. I pray for the unspoken requests that she has. Oh, God, thank you for her business. I'm going to join her in that. She put it out there and loosed it. And that is that her business will take a quantum leap in the name of Jesus. We join together and ask you that. And you said if you two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, which we're touching this quantum leap in her business, and we're asking you, you said it shall be done for us of the Father. God, I'm pleading you to do this. Oh, God, let something spectacular happen where her business takes off great. In the name of Jesus, I'm praising you for it, and I'm giving you glory and honor. I'm asking you, look on Dr. Betty Johnson. Oh, God, boundlessly lift her up and bless her. God, she's been working for you behind the scenes. Would you bless her boundlessly and help her? Oh, God. Keep her healed, Lord. Bless her, Jesus. Ask me to bless Aunt Rose, Anderson. Oh, Sister Gwen, and lifting her up to the name of Jesus. Bless her, Lord. May the miracle fall on Aunt Rose. And also, God, God, I'm remembering myself tonight. I have an unspoken request to you. Oh, God, hear it. And I pray that you grant that unspoken request. God, I don't normally ask you for nothing. But God, I need this. And you need to take it away from the video. Somebody's moving by the phone. Please. We're talking to the Lord. And God, I need you to make a way out of the way. And I'm believing you for making a way out of the way. Oh, God, fix the situation. Yes, the situation. And supply our every need. In Jesus' name, we pray. And we thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, every person on the prayer line, if anybody sick, heal them, Lord. Anybody down, lift them up, Lord. Oh, God, anybody going through storm, bring them through. Oh, high ground. God bless. And we come to thank you a thousand times. Would y'all join me? If you have your line open, no matter what your area code is, would you join me and give God this thanks? And we're going to give you reasons. There are many reasons. And if God moves on you, and you've got a reason to thank him, go ahead and let it be known. This is what we call one of those family prayers. Just give the Lord. Lord, for everything you're doing, every person you pray for, we want to thank you a thousand times in advance for doing this miracle, or these miracles for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, 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 thank
Thank you. God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Glory to your name, glory to your name, God. Thank you, Father, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We're out of time. And I appreciate all
thank
your praise.
Jesus.
And God.
Glory,
oh,
glory, 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 glory.
Thank you. And we bless all one of you.
Ooh, glory, yeah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
What he's done.
You, Jesus.
I
thank you, Father.
Thank you, Master.
What a wonderful thing you've done, Jesus.
He's on the line, and when I'm not able to come on time, Master Hendricks, I want you to be designated to go ahead and go forward and take the line off. And I'll
hallelujah.
Come on at a time, during that time. Amen. All right, do we have anybody who has anything they want to share tonight or any praise report? Anybody, Prophetess Baker, you are welcome to come forward too. Anybody, the line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. All
hallelujah,
right.
Jesus. Thank
what
you,
you all know that you're welcome
glory
to hear any
to
type
God.
Of information and praise report and any type of encouragement or anything.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you. Some of y'all might want to cut your volume back a little bit. Don't be louder than the leader. Amen. It's very, very important that we keep that where we can hear the leader. Amen. Not trying to make you feel bad or anything. I'm just trying to get order here. Where we never want to be louder than the leader. Amen. We always want to be subject under the leader. Amen. So we can get our instruction. All right. Is there anybody here who has anything you want to say?
Dr. Johnson, I have a question. Tomorrow night on the shut-in, if you wanted to invite people, what number would you give them to call?
Give them the prayer line. One that we're, this is the blog line, but give them the 7, you got a pen?
1-2 number. Okay. So even if they start at 9, just have them call the 712 number?
712 number.
Okay,
amen.
Thank you.
No, I think we're going to combine the lines. Ambassador Hagan, are you there? If so, give us instructions, and I think we're combining the lines on the blog and the prayer line tomorrow night. But just to be safe, call the 712-775-7085.
Okay.
And the code is 936-005.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to be going all night. Tomorrow night is our Wednesday, last Wednesday of the month, all night shut-in. And I do need some help. You know, God told me to ask and shall be given. And we've had from 9 o'clock, we're going from 9 o'clock to 7 o'clock the next morning. And 9 o'clock Wednesday night to 7 o'clock Thursday morning. Amen. Now, there are some times open. And I sure wish y'all would rest me up some. Y'all are prayer warriors, and I need y'all to rest me up some. We have a few slots open. Amen. We have from 1 to 1:30 open. That's a.m. 1:30 a.m. open. Is there anybody who would take that up or take that time and lead prayer at that time? It'd be so easy. Some of y'all would be up anyway. Amen. Why not bless the Lord? It's a blessing unto God. Anybody 1 to 1:30? All right. What about 1:30 to 2? Can anybody take that time? All right. What about 2 to 2:30? If y'all won't take it, I'm going to take it. What about 2:30 to 3? Oh, my God. Yeah. My God. What about 3 to 3:30? Oh, and what about 3:30 to 4? Oh, I understand. Some of y'all would rather watch Family Feud with Steve Harvey. Amen. All right. Brother, they need prayer to God. All right. What about anybody? Anybody want to take those times? We don't have any other available. All the other times are taken. I've been preaching about how to recognize the real voice of God. I know God spoke to some of y'all, and you ignored him. And then you're going to need to call him and watch and see what he does. He's going to, God remembers when others forget. You're going to need it. And I want you to be in good standing. You know, sin is not only what you do, but sin is what you don't do. Amen. Why don't you step up and be a blessing to the Lord? This is a all night keeping him company all night long. The all night shut in is a time we go to be with God, and spectacular things happen on it. And one of the things that I love about it is that years ago, when they have the all night shut in, you'd have to get up out of your bed and go to the church and lay on the hard floor. Now all you got to do is pick up your phone and lead prayer right in the comfort of your home. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. I'm going to open that up again. Think about it. Is God speaking in your heart? And over there in 1 Samuel says that rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. And somebody, if God speaks in your heart, obey that voice, not the voice of the devil. Yeah. I'm going to give you a number to call if the Lord speaks to you. Amen. I want you to text me the time. Text me the time that you want to be on the prayer. All right? Get a pen. The Lord speaks to you, and I know he is. Text me the time that you want. 1 to 1:30 is available. 1:30 to 2 is available. 2 to 2:30, or you can take the whole hour. 2 to 3 if you want to. Or 2:30, 2 to 2:30, or 2:30 to 3. All right, 3 to 3:30 or 3 to 4 or 3:30 to 4, either one of them. Or,
Can we use one of those time slots? I'm not really a singer, but
You ever been to prayer? You don't have to sing. Huh? All you have to do is, this is not about singing. This is about leaving that 30-minute slot in praise and prayer. You can have 3 or 4 people praying. You can have somebody bringing the word. It's like at a church when you had an all-night shut-in. They just, everything, they kept it going all night long. They were praising God. They were, sometimes they did have singers who did a song. But they had praise unto God. They had prayers. 2 or 3 people prayed. 4 or 5 people prayed. During the night, maybe 20 or 30 people prayed. Yeah, not only that, I'm going to start it out with having people 1,000 times. That's my 30 minutes. That's Dr. Betty and I going to do it together. So, you know, whatever God needs you to do, as long as the Lord is in it, we good. Amen. So you don't have to be no singer. Amen. Just be a praiser. Just be a prayer warrior. Amen. You got it. Amen. You can praise him for 30 minutes. Like we did here tonight. We just praise the Lord. Or you can have testimony. Praise reports. We call them praise reports on this in the modern day here. Praise reports. Or whatever you do is a glory to God. We're just going to keep God company all night long. He keeps us company all the time. All right? Anybody want to take any of those slots or not?
Dr. Johnson?
Yes.
This is Master Lake Hendricks, 912 area. Did you say 4:30 to 5 was open?
I don't think 4:30 to 5 is open. Let me look here while y'all, somebody go ahead and I don't put up this on my phone here. and see if I can get y'all the right time.
4:35 is taken by Sister Victoria Rollins of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What about 4 to 4:30?
4 to 4:30 is taken by Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor from Illinois.
Oh, okay.
All right, tell us what is open then. Go through that list one more time. What is open?
Okay. 1 to 1:30.
Let me say this. If you hear a time you can take, jump in there and give us your name and say, I'll take it. Go ahead.
To 1:30 a.m. 1:30 to 2 a.m.
Hold on a moment. Don't go so fast. Let's give them a chance.
Okay.
1 to 1:30 is open. Anybody want that? All right. Put me down for that. Okay.
1:30 to 2 a.m.
Anybody want that? Anybody can leave prayer then. All right. Put me down for 1:30 to 2.
Okay. 2 through 2:30 a.m.
Anybody want that? All right, put me down there too.
Okay. 2:30 through 3 a.m.
2:30 to 3. Anyone want that? Anybody need prayer that time? All right, put me down there again.
Okay. 3 through 3:30 a.m.
You might take that. All right, put me down there.
Did someone say something?
I was about to say, I'll take that one. What time you say now?
3 a.m. through 3:30 a.m.
That's fine. 3 a.m. to 3:30?
Mm-hmm.
Give your name.
I'll take that, if that's okay.
In your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ambassador Lake Hendricks, 912 area.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. 3:30 to 4 a.m.
Why didn't anybody take that? All right, put me down for that too, okay?
Okay, and Brother Lonnie, which slot is Brother Lonnie taking?
Oh, yeah, he won a slot. Let me see. We'll have to get it from him. But I'll tell you what. Give him that 1 to 1:30, Brother Lonnie.
1 to 1:30?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is he from Kansas City?
Yes,
or
he
Kansas?
Is. Kansas City, okay. Kansas. Kansas City,
okay.
Kansas. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll get it filled up. We'll hear it again tomorrow morning on the prayer line, and then we'll be on it tomorrow night. I think the only thing we have left is 1:30 to 2, 2:30 to 3, 3 to 3:30. All right?
No. No. Ambassador-elect Hendricks from Georgia, she took 3 to 3:30.
Okay.
So what is available is from 1 a.m. through 3 a.m. And then 3:30 a.m.
to
4 a.m.
That's it. All right, anybody else still led? The Lord led you to take a time when you need prayer tomorrow night? The line's open to you. Anybody? All right. We'll get it tomorrow morning. Others will be on the line. So God bless all of you. We appreciate you, everything that you're doing and everything that you have done already. Thank you for praising the Lord tonight. And you give him glory. Now, if anybody, the Lord speaks to your heart, text me at 913. Yeah. Again, that's 913. and the area code, that's the area code, and the number is 406-4845. 406-4845. Just text me your name and just say 1:30 to 2 or 2 to 2:30 or 2:30 to 3. Or if you want to take from 2 to 3 the whole hour, that's fine. Or you want to take from 3:30 to 4, just text me and let me know that you want it, and we'll put it in. All right. God bless all of you. You've had a great night tonight. Amen. I feel so good about thanking God 1,000 times or more. Let's see what he does about it. Let's see how he treats us. Amen. We live thanking him 1,000 times or more, or you thanked him with us 1,000 times or more. Let's see what the Lord does. Amen. I know over there in Malachi, just meant further tithing, it refers to his word. He said, prove me and see will I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room to receive. I want to prove it. Let's see what he's going to do. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Oh, my God. I thank you for this blog line. It has been such a blessing. And for this new format that God gave to me. And we pray for you, and then we thank God 1,000 times in advance for blessing you and giving you a miracle. I don't know how you feel about that, but that, to me, that's awesome. That's awesome. Somebody will take my prayer request and then behind it thank God 1,000 times and include me in it, in the reason why they're thanking God. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. God is so good. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to let y'all go here tonight. And, amen, keep your faith in the Lord and trust in him. And he will bless you bountifully. Amen. See, as we leave here tonight, I like that song that says, God is an awesome God. Amen. And then I like Sweeping Through the City, too. I think I'll go there. God bless you. Have a good night. Thank you. To all of you, God bless you.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Did you get the text? I sent you a text.
Well, I haven't had a chance to check it. I'll
okay.
check it right now.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night to everybody.
This morning was okay. The afternoon was a little rough.
What age?
High school. All boys.
Why you got all boys?
Huh?
Why you got all boys?
It's the kind of student population I work with.
Oh, I think it's one over
here. Can you hang that up, please?
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
from the devil that woman.